Here with Leanna Crawford on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. Without her retainer in, I can tell you we have been lispless throughout this show so far. So if you're less endeared than you thought you would be when this show started, there might be some footage somewhere along the way that you can find. Leanna, I like to end with a little rapid fire. You got your game face on?
I'm so nervous.
All right. No, it's easy. You got it. What's your favorite junk food?
Chick-fil-A. But I don't know if it counts as junk food because it's like the Lord's. But anyways, it's fine.
It's true. I think we live longer now because of it. That's all right. What do you get from there? What do you get?
So I either get like the kids meal because it's like you can get like the two strips and the fries and a drink. Or I love like the spicy chicken sandwich. Or I'll just get like the strips.
The spicy chicken sandwich is really good. Favorite ice cream flavor?
I think it's like, it's usually called like Moose Tracks, but it's like the chocolate chunks with like caramel in them, and it's so good. Or when there's like chocolate like things in like waves in the, anyways, love that.
Moose Tracks is a classic one. Can you name one of the seven dwarfs?
Grumpy.
What color is your toothbrush?
Blue and white right now.
In the movie about your life, the Leanna Crawford story, what actress would play you?
Possibly Drew Barrymore.
Oh, that's a good one. I can see that. I can see that.
I feel like that'd be awesome. Or potential. Well, I don't know. It wouldn't be. People say I sound like Zooey Deschanel. People have said like, oh, you sound like Zooey Deschanel or Zooey, but I was like, we're not on a first
date. You do. Like you're saying that. I'm like, oh my gosh, she does.
But potentially like Drew Barrymore, I feel like would like, is what people have been like. I was like, thank you. So
it's, anyway, I think
she would sing. Zooey would sing. And I, anyways, yeah.
Well, the free here, this is free. If you could always put your retainer in and do like a Zooey Deschanel with a lisp.
Perfect.
This is
This
something to
is
think about. I'm
perfect.
here. I can't wait to check out your Instagram later. If you could be you could be any Marvel character, who would it be?
Oh, probably Iron Man.
It's a good one. Favorite
Yeah.
board game.
Oh, cribbage. Have you ever
Ribbage.
played cribbage? It's like an old person game, but
Okay.
it's my family game. It's pretty much like it's a card game, but you use a board to like keep points, and it's a good old card game. That's like the first game I taught my husband when we started
Yeah.
dating. I was like, you have to learn this game if we're gonna date because you need to know this game. It's my favorite game. Or Sequence is my favorites, or Catan, Settlers of Catan. I
You're
love
this,
board
someone else has mentioned Catan. I asked this question selfishly because I love games. I'm always looking for new
games.
ideas. So I'll look
Yeah.
these up.
Cribbage. So Sequence is really easy to pick up. Cribbage feels like when you first learn it, they're like making up the rules. Like you're like, this doesn't make any sense. But if you go to like a senior center or like somewhere, they could teach you the game.
Okay.
So
It's
we
good with
really did
nursing
though.
home.
No, we they really they probably know cribbage, like they probably do, but it
You
won't feel like
understand?
they have the rules.
You understand when I show up with cribbage in hand to the convalescent center down the street, and it doesn't go well. I'm letting you know about it. The fact that you described it by saying when you first start playing, it feels like they just make the rules up. There's no way this doesn't work. It's just
No,
fake game.
it's just a simple math. It's just a very simple math game. Like you just have to add stuff up, and it all makes sense once you learn it.
Yeah, I feel like you're setting me up to go to a nursing home with a game that's not real. Like, I'm
It
gonna
is
find
the best
out. I'm
game.
gonna
It's
find
the best
out. But
game.
man, if they ridicule me,
It's the
I'm
best
letting you
game.
know. All right, would 12-year-old Leanna think you're cool today?
I
Yeah.
don't know. No, I think she would. I think she'd be pretty excited. I think she. I was not. I don't think I was very cool when I was. I don't know if I'm cool now, but I think she would be like stoked about everything we've done.
There
So
you go. All right. And last but not least, something you hate that
Oh.
everyone else loves. Something you hate that everyone else loves.
Something I hate that everybody else loves. I this is so that's I don't okay, let me think about it. Something I hate that everybody I have something I love that everybody else hates. I love just like raw little mushrooms, like pour like a little baby, and I put a little salt on them, I eat them, but that's something I love that everybody else hates.
Well, I'll accept that if you want to go that
Would
route.
you?
You're the second, but Joseph O'Brien did the same thing. He said, I don't hate things, but I love things people hate. And we did it.
Oh,
I don't know what
sweet
it was,
Joseph
but
O'Brien. Look at
sweetie.
him. He's like,
Yeah.
I don't hate, I love Jesus. Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
I love him though. He's the
Good
best.
stories.
Maybe that, or I don't know. Not everybody loves these though. So I feel like that'd be like, because I was like, I don't like scary movies. And when I'm like, and I
That's
don't like
fair.
movies about space, like I do, but like they freak me out. So maybe that. I hate because it really freaks me out. I don't like movies about
That's
space.
fair. That's a good one. Did you ever see the movie Space Camp?
Is that a funny movie?
No. It's a movie about people that went to like these like space camp. These kids go to space with like their teachers from space camp. Which like speaking of unrealistic, like cribbage, like that is very unrealistic. And at that, you know, to that point in my life, I wanted to be an astronaut, and I watched that movie. And at one point, it wasn't like she floated away, but something happened, and the lady is tethered, but something happened, and she kind of begins to float. And I was like, you know, I think I'm good. I think I'm done with space. That day,
No.
the dream of being an astronaut died while watching Space Camp.
Oh, I literally just like space movies. I will watch. There was the one that came out like a while ago. It was like the Martian or something. He's like in the space. I don't know. All of them just freak me out and people just float away. I have nightmares about space
Dude,
movies.
I'm gonna tell you.
The
Yeah, what's
only
that?
space movie I like is Space Jam, and that's not about space. So I don't like Space Jam. That's not about space, but I do not like space movies, and I don't. Oh, it freaks me out.
That one space movie where the person really did just float away forever. I'm sure there's more, but like that's part of the whole premise of the movie. The guy just, I can't remember who it is. People are screaming at their radio right now. But there's like, it's this movie. And the guy and the dude just floats away. And I was like, that
No,
is it for me? I can't even
no,
think about this. All
no.
right, I
It's so
support that.
freaky. Yeah, that's. Oh, yeah. Do not like. Now, do you know you hate space movies too? That's crazy.
Yeah, but see, I like them, but I don't want space. I don't want to.
Yeah,
I'm
maybe
fine
that's what
watching.
I hate, but I don't know. The idea, like, I like looking up at space, looking at
Yeah,
the
it's
space.
beautiful. I like space like I like the beach from a distance. I like to look at it, I like to listen to it. I don't listen to space, I guess, but I like to look at it. It's beautiful. It's fascinating. I don't want to go to space. A
Yeah,
lot of everything's got to go right in space.
everything has
And
to go
nothing in
right.
my life ever, like everything don't ever go right. You know? And so, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's always like at least one thing goes wrong. One thing goes wrong in space. I'm done. I'm out of here. That's it. Austin's floating away. So I'm out. So
Austin. Oh,
one day you're gonna see me on the
made it to
news, but like,
Vermont. He
you might
never made
meet.
it to Vermont.
He never made it. He didn't get to the Von Trapps.
Oh,
Floating
man.
away. Leanne, it'd be a ton of fun today. Behind the Tunes, whatever the show is called, Visible Music College Studios. She's Leanna Crawford, leannacrawford.com. Leanna, thanks for hanging out today.
Fear's got me living with the lights out, chained down like a prisoner in my own house. Shame cycles like a deadly medication. I try, but I can't change my situation. Cause that liar comes to rob my joy. Yeah, I'm bruised, but I'm not destroyed. I'm rising like an army, and you're gonna hear the sound. I'm calling the angels down. I'm storming the gates of hell. Tell the devil he don't own my soul. I'm taking back what the enemy stole. What the enemy stole. Oh, you can't speak your lies over my family, no. You can't break the promises that I'm standing on.
Ain't got a flex to put you back in your place now. One name is all I gotta say. Jesus.
I'm calling the angels down. I'm storming the gates of hell. Tell the devil he don't own my soul. Took from me in the name of the one who is peace, the one who heals our disease, the only reason that I am free. That name is Jesus, Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Jesus, the name that makes the demons flee. I want it all now, we're taking it back now. Yeah, you know it's going down when you hear the sound. I'm calling the angels down.
I'm storming the gates of hell. Tell the devil he don't own my soul. Taking back what the enemy stole.
Again, wrapping up here with Tasha Layton on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. Tasha, I like to end with a little rapid fire. You got your game face on?
I do. I'm ready. I was born ready.
What's your favorite junk food?
Ooh, Cheetos.
Favorite ice
The
cream
hard
flavor?
kind, not the puffy
Okay, no
ones.
puffs. No puffs. All
Yeah.
right, that's fair. Favorite
Okay,
ice
what's
cream
next?
flavor? Favorite ice cream?
Ooh, s'mores oat milk ice cream. It's a specific brand. It's healthier. It's like oat milk and not dairy.
Can you name one of the seven dwarfs?
Sleepy.
What color is your toothbrush?
Purple.
In the movie about your life, the Tasha Layton story, what actress would play you?
Jennifer Gardner.
in the movie about your life, the Tasha Layton story, what actress would play Katy Perry in it?
Katy Perry.
It's a good one. If you could be any Marvel character, who would it be?
Catwoman.
Favorite board game?
I don't like cats, though.
I hate cats. Yeah. God, I hate cats.
I just think the outfits are cool. Okay, what was the question?
That's fair. Your favorite board game?
Oh, I really like backgammon. I know it makes me sound old.
Fine.
And Monopoly, but I'm not allowed to play anymore because I get too competitive.
Are you competitive in general or just Monopoly?
Only when it comes to board games or like fun things in serious matters or like against other people in, you know, life or whatever. I'm not like that, but board games and stuff like that. Absolutely.
You have a time. You have a time.
They'll never find the body.
You have a time machine for one day. Where and when do you go?
Oh man. Oh, that's a good question. You know, I have been reading in the New Testament lately through Jesus' miracles and his baptism and stuff like that. And I know it might be a cop out for a Christian to talk about Bible times, but man, would I have loved to have been there at Jesus' baptism with that voice from heaven. And oh my gosh, it has to be that.
It's a good one. Favorite cartoon growing up?
I liked Garfield and Teddy Rupskin or
yeah. I think that's how it's pronounced. I know what you're talking about.
I think it's Rupskin, and I had the doll too with the mechanical mouth. If you look at him, I think he looks creepy nowadays. Like we look at kids stuff, and it's like, man, how did I think that was cool? That actually looks really creepy.
Yeah, it was a weird time. It was a weird time when we grew up. 80s was a different world.
It was.
Would 12-year-old you think you're cool today?
Yeah. I'm like standing in the fulfillment of prayers I prayed when I was 12. So yeah.
Dig it. Last but not least, something you hate that everyone else loves.
Cottage cheese.
Oh Lord, me too. The number of these I hate, I'm concerned about when you guys bring them to me. I'm like, I hate that too. I may hate a lot of things.
What are some of the other ones people have said?
Oh, God. Chick-fil-A's on the list a couple times. The Office.
How dare they?
Now, I love those two things. Yeah, I do love those two things. The Office, Chick-fil-A, been on there several times.
I don't trust those people.
It's true. Napkins. Micah Tyler hates napkins, which is the funniest one I think I've ever had.
What does he use? His shirt?
He can't use – he can do shirt. He eats very, very cleanly, he said. He can do cloth napkins. He just can't do paper napkins.
Does he just carry around his own cloth napkin all the time, though?
No, when he doesn't have one, he says he uses it very neatly and eats very neatly, and he'll use it, but it's very as little as he can.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
I thought so too.
Talk to him about that.
Hit him up. She's Tasha Layton here on Behind the Tunes. Tasha, thank you so much for hanging out today. You've been a ton of fun.
Thank you. It's been awesome.
Got it.
I want to dance like David. I want a faith like Paul. I want to sing like Silas tearing down the prison walls. I want to face that fire. It won't burn me though. God's got my back, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. I want to walk like Moses, right through the waves. One day I'll see that promised land, no longer slaves. Though the fear is talking, no, it can't take out my faith. I'm gonna praise, I'm gonna praise. I praise the mountain. I want a gift like Mary, I want to break my vase. I want to sleep like Daniel, even in a lion's cave.
I'm gonna get that promise, just like Jericho. Yeah, I know what I'm making for. I'm gonna praise, I'm gonna praise. I praise the mountain moving body, raising breaker of chains. Gonna praise, I'm gonna praise. I praise the heaven seated, undefeated, highest of names. That's who I praise. Hey, I praise the like Jesus, that kind of grace. I want to live like I've got no more precious time to waste. I'm gonna give him glory with all my things, cause there's no greater, stronger, higher name, and that's who I praise.
I knew everything. I let love in my soul. Started listening to the choir sing. When I let down all my pride, was the death that saved my life. And that's how I know the darkest night's still in with the sunrise. Cause love's got a way of bringing healing to a heartache, making beautiful the ashes, breaking chains one after another. Love's got a way of looking straight into the eyes of hate, still believing that a world can change. Hold on, my sisters and brothers, the mountain looks too great, but love's got a way. Oh, 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 yeah, 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 love's got a way. Oh, 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 oh. The truth of its nature is always give and never take. It flows with that freedom, surrendering itself away. Carves canyons through the stone, tells the rivers to run home. And that's how I know there's a hand in mine walking this long road. Love's got a way of bringing healing to a heartache, making beauty from the ashes, breaking chains one after another, putting old lies to shame. Straight into the eyes of hate, still believing that a world can change. Hold on, my sisters and brothers, the mountain looks too great. Love's got a way. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah, 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 love's got a way. Oh, 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 oh. Getting out of the way of love. I'm getting out of the way.
There's been so many times I got it so wrong, and a couple that I got it just right. I've seen the view from the top of the world, and the sorrow by the bitter graveside. I've seen some prayers get answered, and I've heard my share of no's, but there's never been a moment that you let me go. I've been uptown, I've been downtown, in the spot. From the school of hard knocks, but there's some lessons that I haven't quite learned. One thing I know is you've been so kind to me, sweeter than a man could ever deserve. Cause we got that love from up above, and if it's all we ever get, we got enough. Better hold on tight, yo, no matter what. We got that never gonna leave us kind of love. Got me counting a blessing or two. Those moments in time, the best in my life, they all come from you. I've been uptown, I've been downtown, in the spotlight, I've been face down. I see so much, might not know much, but there ain't nothing sweeter than his love.
You've been listening to Behind the Tunes with Austin Black. You can reach the show at behindthetunes@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in next time as we go Behind the Tunes.